Viewpoint, CRTV.
A number of people are reported dead and others feared trapped in rubble following a double landslide that occurred last Tuesday along the Chang Cliff. While rescue operations and assistance to victims continue as instructed by President Paul Biya, Kelvin Bunda in today's Viewpoint underlines the need for adequate attention to be paid to weather forecasts and the necessary preventive measures taken.
The double landslide that occurred last Tuesday, the 5th of November 2024, along the Chang Cliff in Menwa Division of the West Region, has left several people dead and many more feared trapped in the rubble. The unfortunate incident is being seen by keen observers as another clear case in which a stern warning had been issued by experts, yet no one seemed to have paid attention to it. As a matter of fact, the affected zone was cited on the risk table of the National Observatory on Climate Change for the first 10 days of November 2024. The Chang Cliff is on the Foreke Slope, which according to the latest weather forecast of the observatory, was a zone where there were high risk of landslides this week. It has come to pass as predicted, just like floods against which the observatory had also warned, but eyes were only open after disaster struck. Curiously, each time such a disaster, whose casualties could have been prevented, occurs, accusing fingers are mainly pointed at the authorities. It's true that the authorities definitely take part of the blame, especially in risky areas where people are allowed to build houses or even do farming, as is the case along the Chang Cliff. But then, the individuals who expose their lives to all sorts of risk have to understand that life doesn't have a duplicate. If drivers who passed through the Chang Cliff had paid adequate attention to the weather forecast, they ought to have avoided the cliff at least for the first 10 days of this month. Likewise, the competent authorities could have as well increased awareness of the risk in using that route or carrying out any activity like farming on that slope during this period. And why not stop it? As rescue efforts continue on the Chang Cliff, many Cameroonians are settled or are constructing houses and carrying out other activities on dangerous slopes and in marshy areas in spite of sensitization campaigns and repeated warnings. In the face of such resistance by people who appear to value every other thing except their own lives, isn't it high time the competent authorities effectively perform their duties? As teaching time, it is said, saves nine. We are talking about human lives, and whoever is in a position where they are called upon to prevent lives being lost has to understand that there is a price to pay for any negligence or dereliction of duty that leads to loss of life.
Kelvin Bunda, editorialist, station manager, CRTV Adamawa.